This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Here it comes. Hurricane Ian is expected to reach the coast of South Carolina today.
Hurricane Ian is bearing down on the South Carolina coast. Andy Latto of the National Hurricane Center says don't be fooled that Ian is just a Category 1 hurricane instead of the Category 4 it was when it struck Florida. Latto says flooding is expected to be a major problem.
Although the winds are less than they were when the system made it landfall in southwestern Florida, it's still carrying with it a lot of these big impacts that could affect the Carolinas and also Georgia and northeast Florida today.
All of South Carolina's coast is under a hurricane warning. And later, Ian is on track to hit North Carolina. I'm Donna Warder.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has just given an update on the situation there after Hurricane Ian slammed through on Wednesday, killing several people.
Rescue personnel have gone to more than 3,000 homes in the hardest hit areas, going door to door to check on the occupants of those residences. There are over 1,000 dedicated rescue personnel who are going up and down the coastline.
Russia has just annexed occupied areas of Ukraine. President Putin saying he will use all available means to protect the territory. The West calls this an illegitimate land grab. Separately, the European Union's top migration official is now urging those 27 nations in the European Union to clamp down on visas to Russian citizens. Here at home, looks like you spent a bit more in August than in July, a sign the economy's holding up even as inflation makes food, rent, and other necessities more expensive. Americans boosted their spending at stores and for services by 0.4% in August. And keep an eye on those gas prices. Gas prices are going up. It's $3.79 a gallon this morning. This is AP News. China says it's science, not discrimination.
China's dismissed complaints from two Congress members over the quarantining of American diplomats and their family members under the country's strict COVID-19 regulations. The foreign ministry says China adopts a science-based and effective epidemic prevention protocol for both Chinese and foreigners coming to China without discrimination. And regardless of their status, all U.S. visitors accepted China's epidemic policies, including post-entry medical observation and health monitoring. Republicans James Comer of Kentucky and Michael T. McCall of Texas have written to Secretary of State Antony Blinken asking for clarification on the quarantining of American diplomats and family members by the People's Republic of China. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Mortgage rates are up to 6.7% for a 30-year fixed rate. A year ago, it was about 3%. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.